This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Hey there, this is Tom from the future. I'm whispering because time travel requires whispering. I don't know if you've listened to the newest episodes in order to find this out, but with the holidays here, there is a brand new thing that Patreon is doing where you can gift subs, which is really cool because that means a few different things. First of all, if you know somebody else who enjoys this show, you can get them a sub to whatever tier you want for whatever amount of time. So if you look at certain rewards and you think it would be really cool to get them those rewards, or just being part of the community, or even just getting ad-free episodes, that's something you can give this holiday season. Also, it means that if you've been wanting to sign up for the Patreon and you haven't been able to, and you want to ask for it as a gift from somebody else, then that can work as well. So both of those things are options. All that you have to do is go to Patreon, log in, or create an account. You can just create a free account. You don't have to sign up with anybody, anyone's Patreon. And then you go to the Patreon page for this show and you choose to gift a thing. You go through all the little options and you send them a gift. It's really simple. It would be super helpful to us. And it's a fun thing to give. So hope you consider that, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. All right, let's get back to the show.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Have you ever wondered exactly how big each of the maps in the Fallout games is? And I'm not talking about the size they're supposed to be. This idea that, well, if you're in a real world location, then that real world location is roughly this size. No, I'm talking about the size that the maps actually are. If you were to walk from one end of a map to the other, what is the actual distance there? What is the square mileage of, say, the actual Fallout 3 map, or Fallout 4, or the Big MT, for example? Well, I've done the research, and I have some real-world locations that I will share with you that will help put these in perspective. And we're going to start with the smallest and end up all the way at the biggest, and we have 12 different locations to go over. So I'm excited to get started. Let's do it. All right, I'm Tom, or Robots, and welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. Let's start with Utah's Zion National Park from Honest Hearts, the DLC for Fallout New Vegas. And you might be thinking, well, that seems like a real location. And it actually is. This is a real place, and we know the actual mileage here. Zion National Park, in reality, is 232 square miles. But in the game, It's much smaller. Now, you have to remember, in these games, they take these locations, especially in the Bethesda games, and they shrink them down to be a manageable size. A good example of how this works is, for example, the Imperial City, and I know this is in Fallout, but the Imperial City in The Elder Scrolls Oblivion is supposed to be one of the biggest cities in the entire continent, and yet it houses a few dozen people, it feels like. So these locations get shrunk down, and it has a little bit to do with the limitations of the technology, but it also has a lot to do with gameplay. If a place is extremely large, or at least the size it would be in the real world, then you might spend the whole time walking through a big empty space, or navigating, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of buildings in a city just to get to the one that you want to go to because that's the person you need to talk to, right? So they shrink things down. So let's talk about Zion National Park in Honest Hearts, the part of the map that you can actually reach. The actual square mileage of that is 0.183. We're not even at a quarter of a square mile. And you might be thinking, that sounds pretty small. Let's put this into perspective. Similar locations include the pond area of Central Park in New York City. And I'm not talking all of Central Park. I'm talking the pond area itself, the part that goes around the lake that's called the pond. It covers 0.18 square miles. Another example, Vatican City Gardens in Vatican City. And this isn't just Vatican City. No, this is Vatican City Gardens, which only covers about half of Vatican City at 0.19 square miles. Or how about this? The Forbidden City in Beijing, China occupies 0.19 square miles. So it's not a very large area. Number two on the list, Old World Blues. We go visit the Big MT, and it's about twice the size, not quite twice the size, at 0.327 square miles. Examples of other locations would include Yankee Stadium or Disneyland's park in Anaheim, California, or the University of Oxford's campus in the UK. Yankee Stadium covers 0.33 square miles. The Disneyland park, the original park area, not the expanded, changed area, the original theme park area covers 0.32 miles, and the University of Oxford's campus also covers 0.33, just like Yankee Stadium. So think about that. The area is only the size of a stadium or a college campus or a theme park. But that feels like a manageable location. And you might be thinking, okay, the Big MT, it's this industrial complex kind of area. So, of course, that's not going to be very big. So that kind of tracks. That kind of feels more like a real world location. And we do get a theme park in the games, Nuka World. But that is not the next one on the list. The next one on the list is Point Lookout from Fallout 3. Now, this is another location that is based on someplace in the real world. The Point Lookout State Park is a recreational area. It's a historical preserve, and it is down at the kind of the bottom. It's at the tip of the state of Maryland, right there off of the coastline, you could say. And the actual area this spans is 1.69 and some change square miles. It's the equivalent of 1,083 acres of land. But in Fallout 3, in the DLC, it actually spans 0.382 square miles. This is a very small fraction. It's about a fifth of the size of the actual area. Not even a half a mile. Now, there are some real-world locations that can help put this into perspective. The Louvre Museum grounds in Paris, France, for example, spans 0.38 square miles. So if you've ever been to the Louvre, think about the entire grounds, not just the building. The entire grounds spans about the same amount of area. Or if you've been to New York City, another wonderful location a lot of people have visited at some point, especially if you live in the U.S., Rockefeller Center covers 0.38 square miles. This includes the buildings and the outdoor areas, the entire complex. another place that I've never been, but maybe you've heard of it, is Monacoville in Monaco. This is the historical part of Monaco. This is 0.39 square miles. So if you find yourself walking around the Louvre or Rockefeller Center in the future, then be thinking, hey, this is roughly the same size as Point Lookout in Fallout 3. But I have a feeling the people you meet will be a little bit different. All right, let's move on to Nuka World. I teased this a little bit ago. We have an actual theme park in the Fallout games. Fallout 4 has Nuka World, and it's a little bit bigger than Disneyland, actually. We talked about how the original theme park area for Disneyland in Anaheim is similar in size to the Big MT, 0.32 square miles. Well, how big do you think Nuka World is? Would you believe that it is 0.6 square miles, just a little bit more than half a square mile? So double the size, roughly, of the original area of Disneyland. And this is actually very similar in size to the Singapore Botanical Gardens in Singapore. Now, this isn't a place that I've been. I have a feeling most of us haven't been there. But this is a very famous location, and it is actually just about the same size, 0.6 square miles. Now, you may have visited Minnesota before and gone to the Mall of America. Now, this is the largest shopping mall in the United States. It is gigantic. If you've been to a shopping mall before, now take that and multiply it multiple times. If you take all of the buildings and the parking area, it comes out to 0.6 square miles. And I know malls aren't as popular as they used to be, so maybe it's been a while since you've been to a mall. But if you've been to the Mall of America, that'll give you a sense of the size of Nuka World. Another real-world location that is exactly 0.6 square miles is the Pripyat Town Center in Chernobyl in the exclusion zone in Ukraine. And this is probably not a location anybody who is listening to this has actually been. If you have, please comment. Let me know. But this is the exclusion zone in Ukraine. This is connected to the whole meltdown of the nuclear station there, all of that stuff. This is 0.6 square miles as well. And I thought that was interesting that there are similarities between a botanical garden, the Mall of America, and Chernobyl's exclusion zone in just square size. That's kind of fun. And I guess if you add them all together, you basically get Nuka World. I mean, it's kind of the most Fallout thing ever, right? All right, let's move on to number 5. Far Harbor. You probably saw this one coming. You're probably thinking, okay, we're making our way through the DLCs. What about Far Harbor? This is another location that is based on a real world place. I did an episode about this not too long ago. I talked about how some of the locations are in the same place, but they're a little bit different in location in the real world. Well, in the games, this is our first location that spans more than one square mile. It's roughly 1.06 and change square miles. And oh, by the way, a lot of these calculations come from a post on Reddit, and the original poster's account is deleted at this point, but they took all of these maps, they laid them out, and then they compared them and then put them in square kilometers, which I have now changed to miles since most of our listeners live in the US. And even if you are international, you might have some sense of a mile compared to a kilometer. It's almost double in size. But thank you to whoever that was that put this together, because that was a lot of work and it saved me a lot of time. And I've cross-referenced this with some other sites that come up with very similar numbers. So that's what we're going with. So Far Harbor, 1.064 square miles. And that is very similar to some other famous locations like the National Mall in Washington, D.C. Now, the National Mall is the grounds from like the Lincoln Memorial to the Capitol building. It's roughly one square mile if you put it all together. And you might be thinking, oh, well, that sounds a lot like one of those locations we go to in Fallout 3. Absolutely, it does. And so it's interesting to think about Far Harbor being a small section of the Fallout 3 map, which it actually is. And we're going to get to those numbers in a minute. This is also very similar to Hyde Park in London. If you've been to London, you've been to Hyde Park. About 1.06 square miles for Hyde Park. Also, the lower section of Central Park, the lower half of Central Park is 1.1 square miles in size. And there are different ways that they denote the sections of the park. And it's kind of hard to do this. It's a visual thing, but if you're listening on the audio podcast, it's a little bit hard to denote that. But know that it's about half the size of Central Park. All right, now we're finally on to Fallout 3, the first actual game. How big do you think Fallout 3's map actually is? If you were to walk from one side to the other, from the top to the bottom, from the left to the right, and I know there are locations that you can't actually clear, so you have to go through the subway. It's a little confusing to try to add all of this up, but the number that this comes out to is 3.267 square miles. So 3.25, roughly, square miles. Now, what real-world locations are similar to that? Well, if you've been to Las Vegas in Nevada, or Nevada, as I've been told is the proper way to say it by people who live there, in the U.S., if you've been to the downtown area of Las Vegas, it occupies roughly 3.3 square miles, so slightly larger. If you've been to Santa Monica, for example, in California, the city area of Santa Monica is 3.4 square miles. Or if you've been to another location, all of these locations are over on the west coast of the U.S., but if you've been to the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco, this is an urban park area that spans 3.3 square miles. So the next time you go take a trip to Las Vegas, either for fun or maybe you're going to a convention for work. I know I've been there for some of the Elder Scrolls Online conventions, which were super fun. And you're looking around the city, realize that if you were to walk the downtown area from one side to the other, it would be very similar to walking across Fallout 3. Now let's move on to number 7. These keep getting bigger and I've got 12 of them to get through. Number 7 is the very next game in release order. And that's kind of interesting because of the way this goes. Fallout 3 and then Fallout New Vegas, slightly bigger, almost exactly the same size though, but slightly bigger at 3.283 square miles. Now you might be thinking, that seems like a very small difference. 3.267 versus 3.283. It's a very, very small difference. Now you have to remember, think about the way the maps are laid out. Fallout 3 looks like a big square. And sure, there are some locations on that map you can't get to, but most of it is traversable. Some places you have to go underground through the subway in order to pop out somewhere else on the map. But for the most part, it feels like one contained section of a world. There just might be some buildings that are in the way that you can't actually walk on. When it comes to Fallout New Vegas, you have mountain ranges. One of the things I remember when New Vegas came out, and I remember experiencing this like in person in the games, was that you can't actually go past certain locations. There are solid invisible walls that keep you from moving from one place to another. You can't climb over every mountain, for example. You can't Skyrim horse over every mountain. You have to walk around. So when you actually look at the walkable area, the area of the map that you can actually go to, the map looks bigger than it actually is. And when this is all added together, it comes out to 3.283 square miles. Now, this is similar to other locations, you might think it's probably pretty similar to the Fallout 3 similarity locations that I already mentioned in places like Las Vegas and Santa Monica, but I've got some new ones for you. New York City's financial district, this includes Wall Street and the surrounding areas, is roughly, get this, 3.28 square miles. Downtown Chicago, if you've been to Chicago, you've gone and looked at all the big tall buildings, that is 3.3 square miles. Now, this includes the downtown core area, the parks, the commercial districts around that area, 3.3 square miles. Also, and I mentioned this on a previous one, Vatican City, not Vatican City Gardens, the entirety of Vatican City itself, 3.3 square miles. And I thought this was interesting because these are three very well-known locations in the world. Three major cities for very different kinds of reasons. New York, downtown Chicago, and Vatican City. Now, Don't get it confused. This isn't all of New York City or all of Manhattan. That's still to come. Let's talk about Fallout 4. Fallout 4 expanded on the maps from Fallout 3 and New Vegas. It got a little bit bigger. 3.762 square miles. About a half a square mile larger in size. It's like they took Fallout 3 and they added on Point Lookout. Well, Point Lookout plus Honest Hearts. they added these on together. Fallout 4, 3.762 square miles. This is the same as the city of Beverly Hills, California, which is 3.7 square miles. Or, we mentioned half of Central Park earlier, all of Central Park covers about 3.77 square miles. And if you decide that you're tired of these northern cities, or maybe it's winter and you want to get out of the cold, head down to Miami Beach, Florida. The main part of Miami Beach is approximately 3.8 square miles. So if you're looking for a vacation, think about Fallout 4 when you're down there. All right, we need to take a quick break. I'm going to get to the last three on my list. And you might be thinking now at this point, last three? That's right. We've got Fallout 76 to talk about, Fallout 1, Fallout 2, and a bonus one that is going to blow your mind. So don't go anywhere.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest still eager to serve.
All right, here we are in the middle of the show. This is where we get to welcome our newest patrons, including Maximus, who might be from the TV show. You never know. And Remy G, welcome to the Patreon. And thank you to all 104 of our current patrons. All of you are amazing. Also, I have to shout out our Sentry bot, Atle Morton. Thank you for your support as well. You get shout outs every week. If you are interested in joining and supporting the show, making this something I can keep doing, and I really do appreciate all the support, or getting all sorts of cool stuff like ad-free episodes or stickers or t-shirts or joining us for our patron chats, head over to patreon.com/falloutlorecast. Check out all the different stuff. You can even sign up for free if you just kind of want to stay in the know and get some notifications when things pop up, you know, new episodes, or hey, maybe I'm on vacation this week, or yeah, that kind of stuff. So head on over there, see what you think. Also, we've got some new reviews to read out. This one, this is kind of an odd week for reviews. This one comes in from Vault Dweller Lee Wells in Great Britain, who writes, and I think, I don't know if there's a typo here, but we're going to go through it. Top-notch content. I discovered this podcast recently on Spotify, and I listened to the first few episodes in series. I think I got to Vault 8, and then I decided the act, what I was really interested in, is the robot Fallout, and this show really does cover almost anything you could wish from the Fallout series. It's marvelous. I'm not sure exactly how to parse that sentence. There isn't any punctuation, but those are all the words that were there. Thank you for taking the time to leave a 5-star rating. I think that means all good things. So thank you for that. Maybe I'm just an idiot and I just can't understand what you're trying to say. But thank you. I appreciate it. Then we get this one. Normally I don't call out 1-star reviews, but you know, I don't mind if people don't like the show. If this isn't your thing, everybody's different. Everyone has different likes and different interests. It's all subjective, right? If you don't like the show, no big deal. It's another thing when like the details are just incorrect. So here, check this out. I'm not going to name the person. It says pretentious. That's unfortunate. And then it says, this host is really into himself. That's also unfortunate. I hope I don't come across like that. A 30-minute episode has about 10 minutes of ads. First of all, that's impossible. There are not enough ad slots for 10 minutes of ads. There's not even enough ad slots for half of 10 minutes of ads. Chances are, on average, and I've got statistics on this, the most time people spend listening to ads is 1.5 to 2 minutes on average of every 30 minutes. So that's not possible. The host trying to sell you that his other shows for 5 minutes, and him repeating himself repeatedly. ironic, but I did have a thing I was plugging into all of the episodes. It was dropping into the episodes, just reminding people that I have other podcasts. You may have heard it show up over the last week or two. It was only in the mix for like a week, and that was it. And maybe they listened to one of the early episodes where I happened to mention I was starting another show or something. So now they think I'm being redundant. That's unfortunate as well. All in all, there's probably 5 minutes of actual Fallout lore during the episode. The host doesn't seem to do his own research and doesn't even write his own podcast. Literally just reads off of Wikipedia. I've referenced the Fallout Wiki, but I've only maybe once or twice ever referenced Wikipedia. And it's usually because of like a real world location or something that I wanted to call out. So that's not true. Then goes on some diatribe trying to sell you his other projects. Quote, "You didn't earn the knowledge for yourself, so you don't have any respect for it." Really reads true for this podcast. Yeah, this is a really unfortunate comment. I don't know if I just pissed somebody off or something. I'm trying to not be mean to people, but there you go. So if you'd like to help balance the force and leave a 5-star review with some actual facts about the show, that would be wonderful. And if I am coming across this way, please let me know, because I do everything I can in order to make the show as good as I possibly can for the listeners. So there you go. All right. Well, thank you for the reviews, including this one, I guess, and for supporting the show. Let's move on. We've got some more places to talk about. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right. Moving on. Let's talk about Fallout 76. Now, I mention this pretty regularly when talking about the map in Fallout 76, how it is roughly 4 times bigger than that of Fallout 4. But what is the actual square mileage? Like, what would happen if you tried to walk across it? Well, turns out it comes out at right about 16 square miles. And that tracks, because Fallout 4 is just under 4 square miles. 4 times 4, do the math, 16, pretty close, right? And most of the locations you can see in Fallout 76 are traversable. So that adds up to a little bit of extra mileage there. So 16 square miles. What else is roughly 16 square miles? Well, let's start with the Santa Catalina Island. And this is specifically the Avalon area. And this is also in California. This is approximately 14 square miles, but we're getting kind of close. And at this size, we're going to have a number of different islands, because this is a good island kind of size. So that includes Mackinac Island in Michigan, or off the coast of Michigan, which is also around 16 square miles. This is in Lake Huron. Huron? I don't know how to pronounce that. And then also Great Eczema in the Bahamas. This is part of the Eczemas in the Bahamas. It's known for its beautiful beaches and clear waters. There's some settlements there and some other natural things going on. So if you've been to any of these locations, I know they are not the most popular location in the world, but when you think about Fallout 76, we think about Appalachia. We think about being in places like West Virginia, but the actual size is closer to one of these islands in the amount of landmass that you can actually traverse. So now we have to move on past the Bethesda games to the original games in the series. And if you've played Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, you may have noticed that Fallout 2 is bigger in size area than Fallout 1. Now, they also work differently. In any of the Bethesda games in the series, you can kind of walk through. They're all in 3D. You walk through from one location to another, and it feels a lot more like traversing a real space in the real world, because the world is three-dimensional around you. Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 are two-dimensional. You're looking down on a grid, and the math for the way the grid works out is what we have to use to figure out the actual traversable area. Also, Fallout 1 and Fallout 2 take place over huge swaths of land. The locations in those zones, and this is an example we can use. In Fallout New Vegas, you have locations that are inspired by or based on real locations, and they all get kind of moved around. If you look at a map that shows where they're supposed to be, it's much more stretched out and it's much more further apart. In Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, we also have these real world locations, actual places that you could go in our own world, but they are not as condensed as what you would see in the other games, because you can't physically walk from one place to another. It's not really how it works. There's an overworld map. So the math here works out a little bit differently, because you can't really walk from one side of a map to another. So we have to go with something that's a little bit closer to reality, but still based on the way the map's design works. And there's an article from thegamer.com that covers all of these locations, but for the locations I've talked about already, talks about their real world-ish size, which comes out a lot bigger than what I've noted in this episode so far. So going with that, Fallout 1 covers 60,917 square miles. We are starting to hit massive amounts of land. That's a zone that covers parts of California, Nevada. This is a map that is very, very large. So what is roughly the equivalent to 60,000 square miles? Well, it's tough to find things that are exactly 60,000 square miles, but some locations that are close include the entire state of Florida. And now I know you're probably thinking the state of California plus parts of Nevada and some, you know, New Mexico, that's bigger than the state of Florida. But remember, this is somewhere between the real world span of where these locations are representing and what is actually traversable according to the grid in the map. So when you condense that down a little bit, not as much as a place like New Vegas, you end up with the state of Florida, 60,000 square miles. And believe me, I've driven from one side of Florida to the other. It takes a long time. That state is longer than you might expect. This also includes the country of Syria. Similarly, 71,000 square miles. Now, I know this is a little bit bigger than 60,000, but on a similar scale. And then also the country of Uruguay. So if you've been to any of those locations, chances are more likely you've been to Florida than Syria or Uruguay. But these are real world locations. This is on par with the size of some states and the size of some countries. So pretty massive. Now let's move on to number 11, Fallout 2. Fallout 2 is double the size of Fallout 1 at 126,055 square miles. And there are some other states and countries that are similar in size, including New Mexico. And I thought this was interesting because the map of Fallout 2 expands through places on the west, right? Places like New Mexico. All of New Mexico together in the real world is 121,590 square miles. The country of Poland is 120,000 square miles, 733 for the change part. And then also on the West Coast, also a location that makes sense for Fallout 2, the state of Nevada, which comes in slightly smaller at 110,577 square miles. So if you've been to any of those locations or driven through them, like driving through New Mexico, it takes forever. And it's a lot of just, you know, dusty desert land. So we have one more bonus one. That is 11 of the main locations that you can go to across the Fallout games. But you might be thinking, well, there are some other Fallout games out there. And on lists that have been released by different people at Bethesda, they've included this game in the list of canon games, Fallout Tactics. Now, this is not a game that most people have played, but it is the game with the largest section of map across all of the Fallout titles. Fallout Tactics spans 304,000 square miles, 585. So a little bit of change there on the end. So almost 305,000 square miles. Now, what is even close to this? Now, in order to look for things on the scale of 300,000 square miles, it gets very difficult. There are less and less actual real-world locations where you can kind of zoom in and be like, well, it's roughly this much without having to go a little bit less or a little bit more. So let's start with the country of France, 248,599 square miles. And this is just the what is called the metropolitan area. This doesn't include overseas territories or islands, other things like that. This is just the part of France that is right there, smack dab on the western side of Europe. 248,000 square miles. This includes regions like the Alps, like as part of this landmass. If we go up a little bit from there, we end up with the state of Texas. This is the second largest state in the United States after Alaska. It is gigantic. I was joking about driving through New Mexico and how that can take forever. Texas, drive through Texas sometime. It is gigantic. The actual mileage here, 268,596 square miles. Lots of diversity again. This is a large swath, words are hard, of land. So let's talk about one more location. Now, this is on the other end of 300,000. This is bigger than 300,000, but it's another location that you probably haven't been to, but you might have a sense of the size. Pakistan, the country of Pakistan, 340,509 square miles. So 40,000 square miles bigger, but percentage-wise, that's what, about 15-16% more over the number? But it's hard. It's hard to find any locations that are exactly 300,000 square miles. So the next time you're thinking about the size of France or Texas or Pakistan, although it's more likely you've been to France or Texas, then think about Fallout Tactics and how much land that spans. Now, of course, you can't walk across that entire map like you can some of these other ones, but I thought that was worth mentioning because it is so massive and very impressive. So there you go. Those are the maps of Fallout, as close as I could get to actual in-game size being compared to real places in the world. So let me know if you enjoyed this episode. Go check out another one of the episodes, comment, join us on the Discord, and stay safe in the wasteland. I'll see you next week. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there. This is Tom from the future. I'm whispering because time travel requires whispering. I don't know if you've listened to the newest episodes in order to find this out, but with the holidays here, there is a brand new thing that Patreon is doing where you can gift subs, which is really cool because that means a few different things. First of all, if you know somebody else who enjoys this show, you can get them a sub to whatever tier you want for whatever amount of time. So if you look at certain rewards and you think it would be really cool to get them those rewards, or just being part of the community, or even just getting ad-free episodes, that's something you can give this holiday season. Also, it means that if you've been wanting to sign up for the Patreon and you haven't been able to, and you want to ask for it as a gift from somebody else, then that can work as well. So, both of those things are options. All that you have to do is go to Patreon, log in, or create an account. You can just create a free account. You don't have to sign up with anybody, anyone's Patreon. And then you go to the Patreon page for this show, and you choose to gift a thing. You go through all the little options, and you send them a gift. It's really simple. It would be super helpful to us, and it's a fun thing to give. So, hope you consider that, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday. All right, let's get back to the show.